He is a former design ethicist at Google who is now the co-founder of the Time Well Spent movement. Please welcome Tristan Harris. Hey. How are you, sir? Great to see you. All right, well, you know, this is the second time you're on our show because you were a clip of you was in my ending monologue
which
a couple of weeks ago. Yes, people did not like it so much. They do not like to hear that they're wasting their lives on Facebook. But I'm going to shove it down their throat, and I wanted you back to just to make that point again. First of all, tell us what a design ethicist or a technological ethicist is.
Well, so I was at Google and a design ethicist, which is really how do you study how to ethically manipulate what 2 billion people think every day? Because if you're a technology company...
Ethically manipulate. Isn't that itself an oxymoron?
Well, so if you think about it, if Google or Apple bumps its elbow into a billion people's minds, it goes that way, or they could go that way. So no matter what we do, a billion people's minds are jacked into an environment that a handful of technology companies make. And so I got really interested in how do you ethically steer what so many people are thinking and believing? Because the consequences are obviously huge in terms of, say, Facebook and 50% of an election year.
And the election, yeah.
You know, we're in Facebook. So when I was a kid, I was a magician as well. So I studied basically how do people's minds get manipulated in ways they don't see. And that's what made me so sensitive to these topics.
And tell us, I love that analogy you made on 60 Minutes about the slot machine.
Yep.
That the phone is really a slot machine, and every time people are checking, they want to get some sort of goose.
I mean, it's built into our brains a variable schedule reward. So if you pull a lever and sometimes you get a reward and sometimes you don't, sometimes you get a reward like you're invited to the Bill Maher show, and sometimes you pull your lever and you get a newsletter on an email you want to throw away, it makes it addictive. And so everything about our phone accidentally becomes a slot machine because it could be a text message from someone you love or it could be nothing. But the more frequently it buzzes, the more it conditions us to check more. And so it's obviously leading to these kind of addictive problems that everybody feels.
Right.
And the amazing thing is the scale.
That's your real point, is that these companies, and that's what I was saying in this essay a couple of weeks ago, is that companies just like the tobacco companies, just like food companies, it's not enough that we just like the product. We have to be addicted to it.
Right.
And that is something kind of evil.
Well, and the reason, though, that this we need you to use it as much as possible thing comes from is because of the attention economy. There's only so much attention.
The attention economy, right.
Because when information gets abundant, the only thing that's left is attention gets scarce because there's only our lives to fit it inside of. So then it becomes hyper-competitive.
And the reason people are stupider, to your point, is because they don't read anymore. And the reason they don't read, there's no time.
Yep.
Because they're doing this bullshit.
Well, and because this race for attention means I have to go lower on the brainstem. So I would do better in the attention economy if I offer you a short, simple story soundbite that confirms your beliefs about the world than if I show you a complex, nuanced, oh man, the world is really complicated. We don't have time for that. And the more it invisibly becomes this slippery slope down to what we're in right now.
It's important to remember that we are not Facebook's customers. The advertisers
That's
are
right.
their customers, and the product is our eyeballs.
Yes.
Right?
Well, the thing is that any attention-based company, Snapchat, Netflix, meditation apps, they all need more attention to be successful. Even Netflix, which is a subscription-based business, still needs people's attention to be successful. They need to maximize how much attention, because if they don't do that, they lose their subscribers. So if everyone in the attention economy wants as much attention as possible, it ruins our minds.
So how do we prevent social media from not being a delivery system for fake news? Because Hillary Clinton was out talking about this week. She said the other side was using content that was just flat out false and delivering it in a very personalized way.
Yeah.
If you look at Facebook, the vast majority of the news items posted were fake. What do we do about this?
Well, I mean, so the thing is there's this myth that technology is neutral, that it's up to us to choose how we use it. Therefore, these platforms are not responsible. It is not true. Because the these companies, not because they're evil, but they need to get as much attention as possible.
They're evil.
So if something that is sensational, something is sensational, they have to show you the sensational thing that gets more attention than if they showed you complex things that got less attention. They have to. And anybody who runs a website or knows this.